Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm delighted today because we're going to learn together. I've got a guest that is just kind of like on the cutting edge of technology, Chief Content Officer of PowerFan, Jesse Krieger. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Great to be here. And thanks so much for having me, Sharon. Got a nice stack of books behind you there.
Yeah, I do. Well, it could be a lot taller, but I figured I'd probably be overcome by it. So I'm really excited because you not only are you kind of an expert in NFTs and blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies, but you specifically educate people and help people that are authors and other content creators. So leverage the opportunity of NFTs and blockchain technologies to really reach a bigger audience and certainly provide an additional revenue stream. So I'm going to ask you to go into that, but I always like to ask my guests first, tell me about little Jesse. How did you get from where you are today from where you started?
Sure. So I got into, publishing about 10 years ago as I wrote my own book, Lifestyle Entrepreneur, which was eventually published by two different publishers, first in Southeast Asia, and did a whole book tour around Malaysia and Singapore, like old school, speaking at book fairs, signing books, and then got a US publisher and did an updated version. And in 2014, my book came out in the US and the rest of English speaking world. So I went through this process first as an author, and before that, I've been an entrepreneur, but that was what led me into book publishing. And for the last 7 years or so, I've run a book publishing company, Lifestyle Entrepreneurs Press, that focuses on entrepreneurs, health and wellness, and self-help spirituality titles. So in the course of all of that, that's what segued into PowerFan and our focus on content creators and NFTs is I see it as an evolution of intellectual property royalties in a sense, right? Like when you write a book, you've got, as you well know, up to multiple formats of income streams from a paperback version, a hardcover, a audiobook, an electronic. And if you just think of those as an earning stream relative to your content, an NFT with a royalty built into it is just a next generation way to deliver content. So that's a little bit of my background. I'm happy to go into more, but it also kind of sets the stage for like why this is so exciting to me now.
Well, talk a little bit about the opportunities that you see for somebody, an old guard like me that has, the success was through the written word, through traditional book publishing, and now certainly lots of ebooks and audiobooks, but the transition of how can someone that's already established step into the world of the NFTs?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think of it like one way to think of an NFT, let's think of a rare first edition book, right? So you've got Think and Grow Rich behind you. Imagine the first printing edition of that. Maybe it was 5,000 print run, right? And now there's only 5,000 of those first edition prints of Think and Grow Rich out there. If you think now of an NFT, it's a similar concept where you create a collection of either similar or definitely related items. And there's a fixed number of them in existence. So if Think and Grow Rich were to do an NFT launch, they could have 1,000 Think and Grow Rich book NFTs, where it unlocks bonus content, video interviews with some of the people featured in the book, deep dives and exercises on the mindsets and the strategies presented in the book. You get the idea. So the NFT can unlock bonus content and exist in like a fixed form. Meaning if there's only 1,000 of them, then that's it. There's not going to be a second issuance of that NFT collection. So what that creates in practice is after those initial 1,000 are sold, now everybody who wants one needs to negotiate and buy on the secondary market. So there's exchanges like OpenSea and Rarible and others where you can list your NFTs and purchase NFTs. But the important thing here, Sharon, and the exciting thing for authors in particular is you build a royalty into the NFT. Currently, platforms like OpenSea can accommodate up to 10% of royalty. PowerFan, we're getting closer to being live with up to 50% royalty. And what that means is on each sale, that percent automatically flows to you as the content creator, also known as the NFT collection owner. So there's a wallet address, a cryptocurrency wallet address, connected to that collection. And every time there's a sale of one of the NFTs in the collection, that royalty percentage is automatically transferred to the collection owner's wallet. Now, if you think about, you asked about traditional book publishing, we know how long that payment cycle is, right? I toured around Malaysia speaking at bookstores and signing books. 12 months later, I got a check for the book sales that took place during that book tour. And that's not a judgment on the book publisher. That's the economics and the actual timelines of print books, distribution, royalty collection, returns, accountings, all that. And it's collapsed into an instantaneous transaction with NFTs. So I'll pause
well,
there.
Definitely the traditional publishing world is definitely what I would consider a dinosaur industry. So this is really taking it and dragging it into the current time and future time.
Gutenberg Press, right? It's a 500 yes. plus year old industry that is now evolving, and it will continue to. And I think this is a big part of that storyline of how it will develop.
So do you have a real world example of somebody that has created success as an author with the NFTs?
Yeah, well, I'd give a shout out to Gary Vaynerchuk did a very innovative use of NFTs as part of a book launch. And what he did was he said, if you pre-order, I believe 12 copies of my book, then you're going to get a limited edition VFriends NFT. So now in this case, the NFT is a bonus if you actually pre-order 12 of his books through retail. And we know what that does. Retailers start salivating at the mouth when they're seeing 12 book orders at a time coming through. And so he incentivized people with an NFT to buy a bunch of books at a time. And what that did was he pre-sold, I think, hundreds of thousands, if not a million books. So his book launch was a success. But now the NFTs get delivered to those people who pre-ordered, and the NFTs are now circulating and have their own value. And so that's one example of using an NFT as a bonus to incentivize pre-orders. And what we're working on, to give you a different perspective, is we've got a Wall Street Journal bestselling author, Tom Morkus, friend of mine, wrote a book called The Complete Guide to Pay What You Want Pricing. So we're launching the version of his book as an NFT collection, updated, expanded edition of the content. The NFT unlocks a full training on how to implement a pay what you want pricing strategy into your business. And if you win there's an auction for a unique one of one NFT. Whoever bids the highest gets Tom coming into their business for 3 months to implement the actual strategy that he's written about in the book. So it becomes experiential. This is what I'm excited about, is like, how do authors, you know, business related authors especially, don't just write a book and then leave it at that. The book leads into their course or an event or a community or an experience. And so we're looking at how can we integrate NFTs and blockchain technology into those use cases with different authors. And that's one example. So that'll come out in April of 2022.
So in that case, the NFT for Gary V was just almost like a membership within a elite club.
Yeah, I'd have to look up. I don't know off the top of my head the bonus, like bonuses associated with the NFT, but suffice it to say, like with a passionate fan base, Gary V having a reputation of being like 10 for 10 with calling new tech trends, he's helping usher in awareness to this as a new tech trend, right? Just like a year or two ago, he was on TikTok before others. A year or two before that, he was on another platform that was just coming out. So you've got these first movers that are getting traction now. And I think the bigger wave is still not even, you know, crested.
So for someone who's not on the cutting edge, like Gary Vee, somebody, let's say, you know, even like, well, we'll start with somebody who's known, Napoleon Hill, right? The foundation, we still have a lot of his unpublished works that I think could really be utilized in an NFT format. So, but what does that process look like?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, if you're involved in administering the copyrights and the collection and all of that, there's a lot of leeway on how you could put together Think and Grow Rich related NFT collections. How does it look like is really kind of an open book, pun intended. There's no fixed way it needs to look, but rather I'd probably start by saying what aspects of like the Think and Grow Rich body of work are currently most engaged with. Are there people running seminars? Is there a community or like a coaching program?
Plenty of them are authorized and even more unauthorized, but yes, around the world.
Yeah. So I would look at like, what kind of support do people want and how are people engaging with one another current time? And then think, how could we put together an official, you know, offering or structure that that then takes everybody through it, guided by the people involved, you know, in administering the work. So if that's the context, that could be an online delivery of like a weekly or biweekly, you know, touch point, going chapter by chapter, like a NFT as a book club, where you then get a chapter by chapter and experience with other people going through the work. It could be a certification of some sort if for completing, you know, a certain amount of work, and now you could be certified as something, and that NFT could be a signify that. So there's some options. Or if it's event based, we're interested and exploring with different people. How does an NFT become a ticket to an event, a live or virtual event, but also the delivery mechanism for the event content after the fact? So like if there's a 2 or 3 day summit or a virtual summit, once all of that's been run live in an interactive format, those videos could be accessible exclusively through the NFT. So there's the intrinsic value of the NFTs, which now unlock 20 interviews or something like that worth of content, but are exchangeable. So we all know that model of like, you know, an online summit where you can pay an amount and get lifetime access, but an NFT lets you buy and sell that lifetime access, and there's only a fixed number of them, each transaction of which generating a royalty. So just thinking out loud, but those are some of the initial ideas. Like,
good. And so, and now let's talk about somebody that's just getting started that doesn't have a huge fan base. And they're interested in NFT. Would it be better for them to work on the network and building a platform before they would go into the NFT world, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's sound advice for, you know, for any venture. But it's also that chicken and the egg thing. It's like if you know you're going to do an NFT collection, or if you know you're going to write a book, then the right time to start finding your people is right now, right?
Build the network.
And even if so to the extent that let's look at it this way. If I know I'm going to launch an NFT collection, I'd be well served to put my flag in the ground and say, I'm going to launch an NFT collection. It's going to come out in like 3 or 4 months from now. So who wants to follow the journey and be a part of something cool from the ground up? Now, anybody in my existing audience can be like, yeah, that sounds cool. But now I've also opened the door and set a time frame to start bringing in new people and developing new partnerships and connecting with new people that are specifically interested in the NFT side. So that's relevant for people that have, you know, different areas of focus or different businesses. If you just claim it, just like saying, you know, my book's going to be out this fall, then you start attracting in the people that are interested in that book and supporting that book launch. And so I always look at, you know, a book or an NFT launch as an opportunity to grow your audience, as well as a way to do something new with your existing audience and fans.
So the NFTs, I mean, they're non-fungible. So that means they are basically virtual assets. Is that correct?
Correct. So to give you just the quick, not too technical, but specific description, there's the Ethereum blockchain. Ethereum is the second cryptocurrency effectively after Bitcoin. Ethereum allows for what's called a smart contract to be executed, which means that if Sharon and I were buying and selling an NFT, if I were to buy her NFT, I would simply pay via the smart contract with my wallet. It would transfer that Ethereum to her and the NFT would be transferred to me. And so it's a way to create a transaction trustlessly without an intermediary. As opposed to if I buy a book and I go to Amazon, I buy the book, then Amazon pays the publisher pays the author. But here it's just a one-to-one transaction mediated through, in this case, the Ethereum blockchain. So the NFT is a digital asset that moves in this fashion, and only one person can hold it at a time. And you can see from the point it was generated initially, the entire custody of ownership, including the date, time, and second of each transaction that took place. So you get price discovery over time and an immutable ledger of its movement, which I think is another cool feature.
Wonderful. Well, Jesse, if people are interested in learning more or find out more information and finding you, how do they find you?
Sure. Well, check out powerfan.io. We're focused on NFTs for content creators like we've been discussing here, and happy to connect with anybody further.
That's wonderful. And you're going to hang out with me because we're going to do another second recording for the private Facebook group on the Play Big Movement. So thank you so much, Jesse, and hang in there. And for all of you watching and listening, open your minds, expand the possibilities. I mean, I still, tongue in cheek, I still remember the day the fax machine was invented, and I thought it was the invention of my lifetime. Funny thing.
I remember dial-up modem, you know, yes, setting up that download and going to bed, hoping nobody calls in the middle of the night and cuts the connection.
Yep.
And here we are.
That's right. It's amazing how time flies, and you got to, you know, always stay in the position of learning and discovery. And my word for the year is discovery. So can't wait to see what's next. And certainly I'm in the discovery process of NFTs and how I could utilize them in my business as well. So thank you all for watching and listening, and join us in the private Facebook group if you're not a member yet, because we talk about being number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. And NFTs may just be the answer to that. Go out and have a great day. Love you all. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.